holidays are all about fiction. Countless fictions, really. The fiction that overweight men clad in scarlet are in the habit of stuffing themselves down chimneys on cold winter nights. The fiction that humans aren't so bad, when all is said and done, we're capable of setting aside our endless petty gripes and animosities and holding hands around a roaring fire. The fiction that a pumpkin spice latte and a sheet over your head pass for some kind of significant cultural happening. The fiction that, come December, your wallet will somehow stretch to encompass all of your loved ones, even if all of your money is emblazoned with George Washington's head. But something magic starts to happen when we live with those fictions over the course of several generations and they begin to work their way into our rituals and memories. The part that's fiction morphs into a kind of truth. We do sit around a fire swilling heavily spiked eggnog and feasting on a turkey carcass, if only because our fictions tell us we're supposed to. And that's why, dearest reader, in honor of the fictitious season of giving, I'm gifting you with that greatest seasonal lubricant of all, fiction. I kidnapped the writers and forced them to produce their own holiday fictions in the hope that these might worm their way into your holiday feasts and merriment. Read them aloud round the fire, or visit newtimeslow.com and listen to the recording of the enslaved writers reading their stories. Disregard any groans or pleas for help. They like my basement quite well. Yours, The Shredder, with the assistance from the Canary.